إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are coming to the close of our trip to Qatar. And today we spent an absolutely wonderful day, spent a lot of time at the Museum of Islamic Art. Amazing exhibits of the art of the 16th, 17th, 18th centuries, the Mughal period in India, the Ottoman period in Turkey, art in Iran, and absolutely beautiful examples of all kinds and all forms of art from all over the world of the Muslim world. And the question then, therefore, which came to my mind was, where must we go to see signs of Muslim contribution? And the answer is to the museums of the world. Now, my submission is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah said, you are the best of people and you have been extracted for the benefit of mankind. And if, as is our case, the benefit that we have given to mankind, if the place to find it is in the museums of the world, then I must say that this is definitely not good enough. There's no decrying the fact and there's no discounting the fact that Alhamdulillah, our ancestors, our predecessors in all parts of the world contributed hugely to the societies that they lived in, to the world at large, in all kinds of fields, in medicine, in surgery, in art, in architecture, in cuisines, in dress, in all kinds of things, literature, poetry. Question is not that. Question is, if I say that where must I go to look for Muslim contribution today, where must I go? Well, you tell me. This is something that each one of us needs to ask ourselves. Whereas if I ask you, where must I go to see Western contribution, or rather not Western but non-Muslim contribution to the world that we live in, contribution due to which everyone benefits, including ourselves, including Muslims, the answer is you need to go nowhere, because it's there all around you. Every hospital has it, every school has it, every mall has it, practically every appliance we use today has been invented by a non-Muslim, manufactured by a non-Muslim company, serviced by a non-Muslim company. Every car we use, same story. Every plane we fly in, same story. Every computer we use, every computer program we use, every cell phone we use, you name it. There is practically, apart from if I want to read the Quran is mercifully not printed by non-Muslims yet, at least to the best of my knowledge. But other than that, practically every single thing that we use on a daily basis and which we benefit from has been, is manufactured. The invention belongs to non-Muslims. They manufacture it and that is available to us. We are all benefiting from it. So looking, instead of we benefiting others, we are taking the benefits from others. Now, you might say, well, we were not sent to benefit people in a material way. So, all right, I'm willing to buy that argument. So, you were sent to benefit people in a spiritual way, right? What's the other opposite? So, if not material, so spiritual. So, show me, where is the spiritual benefit? Are Muslims seen as the spiritual leaders of the world? Do you find non-Muslims coming to Muslim madaris, darul ulooms, khanqahs, where? Masajid, are they coming to seek spiritual guidance? Do you find Muslim sheikhs, shuyukh and ulama and so on and so forth at the forefront of spiritual guidance of the world? Where are we going to find this? Who are the spiritual leaders of the world? Where are the non-Muslims going? Because the kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, Allah mentioned non-Muslims. Allah said for the benefit of non-Muslims, for the benefit of the nas, for the people. So where are those people going for spiritual guidance? So where are the people going for material things? to the non-Muslim world. Where are they going for spiritual guidance? They're going to Haridwar, they're going to Banaras, they're going to, God knows where, to this sannyasi or that pujari or this pandit. Where are they coming to Sri Sri Ravi Shankar? And where are they coming to, which Muslim are they coming to seeking spiritual guidance? Seriously, we have to wake up and we have to rethink where we are. We cannot continue like this because in Urdu we say na dhobi ka ghada na ghar ka na ghat ka. That is what we are. We have become donkeys. We are neither pets nor are we of any use. So seriously, we have to get out of this donkeyness and start living and looking at life as human beings and fulfill the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. It is not sufficient for us to have signs of our contribution to the world in the museums of the world, no matter how nice it looks. And subhanAllah, this Qatar is a fantastic place. It's a small little country and essentially one city. Now there were two other cities which are mostly in manufacturing and so on, whatever is happening here. But basically it's Doha. And but for a small city, in terms of the things to see and things to do and cultural attractions and so on and so forth, it's far superior and far more blessed than many much larger places. I saw some absolutely fantastic hospitals, beautiful libraries, absolutely wonderful architecture, all kinds of very modern and very, very nice architecture, including the building of the Museum of Islamic Art that we went to. The building is a work of art itself. It's so beautifully built by the same architect who built the Louvre, who designed the monument in front of the Louvre, for example. So the point I'm making is that we have to get into a situation where when people say, where is Muslim contribution, they are not going to museums to look for it. They should be able to see that Muslim contribution all around them, whether it is material, whether it is spiritual. We cannot cop out of this thing by saying that we were not sent for material contribution. Okay, sure. If you're not sent for material contribution, tell me what were you sent for and where can I find it? I mean, it's as simple as that. And my answer is that we don't have that. And until we have that, we are going to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't want to stand in that place answering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what I did with my life. So seriously, I remind myself and you, let us stop living like this. Let us live in the way that we were sent to live, which is as contributing members to society. If you read history, this has been the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout history, that civilizations which contributed to society, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept them alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to develop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed them to progress. But civilizations which became destructive, civilization which stopped contribution to contribute to society, they were wiped out and destroyed. No matter how powerful they might have been in their time, the greatest example of this, which is a source of great ibrat, is the life of Genghis Khan and the Mongols, who were quite literally the most powerful people of their time. Genghis Khan's kingdom was the biggest kingdom, the biggest empire that ever existed on the face of this planet. But today there is not a single sign of that. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Completely gone. And if it were not for the whatever historians have written about it, it is as if the Mongols and Genghis Khan never existed on the face of the earth. And this is the problem with being non-contributing. I mean, they were brutal people. They were very successful fighters. So they were very successful in battle. And so they defeated everyone and built a huge empire. But at the end of that, what was the contribution? Nothing. You're just killing people. That's not a contribution. Today, unfortunately, that's seems to be our situation. And really, we have to take a lesson from history and say that we cannot continue like this. We have to be people who are seen as contributors, who are contributors. So let us look for it and let us straighten our lives and say where we were sent to give to the world. So let us start giving and let us live our lives in a way where the world can see what we have given, not in museums but all around them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.